Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Monica DuPay joins us. She's executive director with the Nevada Youth Empowerment Project with some fascinating solutions for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're delighted to welcome back to the program Monica DuPay. She is executive director of the Nevada Youth Empowerment Project. Pleasure to have you back.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So let's start out with, housing has been a topic of conversation on this program for a long time now, both in Northern Nevada and Southern Nevada. You guys are actually working with a new nonprofit that you formed on low-income housing. Explain what it is and how you're able to do it.
Sure. We have a housing program that we deliver to young women, and up until about 3 or 4 years ago, we didn't really have a problem finding that next step of housing. We had a lot of affordability, a lot of stuff around the college where you could rent a room with someone else for $300 a month, and then that started drying up. And over the last couple years, we really have not been able to find affordability for the young women that are graduating our program and needing something where they can pay some rent, but it needs really to be affordable, because a lot of them are still in school. They're still working towards their learning and earning goals.
Let's hold on a second. Yeah. Explain what NEAP is, so people understand when you're talking about your girls, who they are, how they got there, and what you're trying to do to help them.
Sure. Nevada Youth Empowerment Project operates a housing program called the Community Living Program. It's a 9-month to 24-month program for young women who want to finish high school, they want to get a skilled trade certificate, and they want to move into affordable housing. So it's really a program for willing and capable young women who would otherwise be homeless, but they're interested in having direction and support, and they're interested in achieving goals in their life. We pull them into the program, and we start impressing upon them a self-reliance routine program every day. Staff pushes us on them, waking them up at a certain time, having them adhere to a schedule until one foot in front of the other, and they start accomplishing things. And then when they go to graduate the program, they are looking for affordable housing in the community so they can kind of step out into that and then continue on with how they've been living their life, and continuing on with school and continuing on with earning, because You know, it costs $10.67 an hour to live in Reno. That's what MIT says. Our minimum wage is not $10.67. So if we allow young people to just earn minimum wage, we're really not empowering them to a level where they could even be self-reliant in this community. And then EDON says it's $17 an hour to have a quality of life. So ultimately, we would like them on a track going up to $17 an hour so that they can live in Reno and like their life and not be in the constant struggle or churn of just trying to get ahead. So what happened is we started to recognize that if we're having this problem, probably other agencies are having this problem as well, is when people go to graduate, they're hitting the wall of not being able to find that next level of affordability for them. And so what we did is we stepped out and we created a new nonprofit called Truckee Meadows Housing Solutions. And we are in the midst right now of planning our first site, and it's going to be an intergenerational site. So we chose to go with an intergenerational model as our first site. And we will have half the units will have graduates of our community living program living in it. And the other half of the units will have referrals from Reno Housing Authority. So we'll have seniors and youth on the site. And we really thought about that in terms of with the resource scarcity that's going on in Reno and in other areas where we just simply don't have the money to pay for certain things. It's not been carved out. So not only do we have to set up some new services, we first have to find the money to designate right to those new services. And so what we decided to do is that we would kind of cut that middleman out and then just go build our own complex so that we can guarantee that next step for the girls. Because man, Sam, how terrible is that if you're do everything you're supposed to do every single day and the next thing isn't there for you?
Right.
Yeah, so it's like we just felt an obligation to make sure that these young women had that next step for them.
And so the obvious question is, where did the money come from, A, to buy the land, put the building up, and all the rest?
So for the last 8 years, we've done the homeless point in time count for the city, which has allowed us to create a really good relationship
with the
city.
And explain what that is.
The homeless point in time count is a one day a year where we go out and we count homeless people in Reno. And we had established the first homeless youth count for the city of Reno about 8 or 9 years ago. And we'd done that for 8 years. And this is our first year not doing it. And we have enough information to know what we need to be doing in the community to help young people. And so what we did is we approached the mayor and the city manager, and we had asked if there was a way to get a property that we could provide this intergenerational site on. We explained to them that we wouldn't be, you know, making money off of rent. We showed them our financial plan of how we were going to build this and how we were going to maintain it, and they thought that that was a really smart idea, and so they ended up giving us some land. They also gave us a sewage reduction for any of those fees that are coming on the lot. And they've been very, very supportive of helping us carve this path out to realize low-income housing, not affordable housing, low-income housing. So we won't be charging more than $400 a month rent at this site. And what we hope is that we can turn this into something that we can replicate over and over and over in Reno and be able to help other people that are kind of stuck in that income bracket.
Okay, so how big is the plot of land?
It's only 15,000 square feet. We're only going to initially put about 10 units on the property.
Okay, that's still a lot. That's right. A considerable amount. Mm-hmm. And where are you going to get the money from as far as funding to do the building now if you've been given the land?
Sure. What's wonderful is Jacob's Family Foundation stepped up and has already provided us half the money for the whole entire project.
And we should explain who they are. They're the people that own the Sands Regency, and that they're doing a lot of the development along 4th Street in Reno. That's going to be eventually about $1 billion development, correct?
Yeah, a 4th Street entertainment district, and they're basically rehabbing all of 4th Street on the west side. And hey, they've been a very big supporter of ours since they've come into town, and they really want to see some low-income housing come into the area, so much so that they're willing to put their money where their mouth is.
And I should point out that you know, part of this is obviously that they have had to take out a lot of the really disgusting motels that have been there that were low-income housing. but they were not places anybody would want to live. And so this is a good community part of their thinking, which is to they're doing redevelopment to take out these properties, but at the same time they're putting money into places like your organization to be able to help to find new housing for these folks.
Yes, and I have no doubt that you'll see the Jacobs Family Foundation stepping up even more and putting more investment in this community when they start to see things actually pop up and develop and happen. And so I'm excited to just see where the relationship takes us, and I'm really excited to see, you know, to carve out a door in Reno that is between $30,000 and $40,000 and can give someone a home that has dignity. They have a bedroom, a bathroom, a kitchen, maybe a little balcony that they can sit out on. I know we can do it.
Okay, so this is per unit. You're talking about about $40,000. Where's the other half of the money coming from?
We're going to fundraise the money. We've had a lot of interested people reach out to us. Right now we're finalizing numbers and don't feel comfortable really circling back to those folks until we have an absolute hard cost per door.
The construction costs in Nevada in general, but Northern Nevada in particular, are very high right now. Are you working with construction companies that are willing to cut you a break on this?
This is the interesting thing is a lot of the people that can make the biggest difference in Reno as far as they have the resources, they have money, you've got to partner with these folks. You've got to somehow compel them to come to the table. And so we have found a local builder who's been here for 30, 40 years in the area, and they're willing to partner with us and provide the cost per door, no overhead. And this is what we need. And they're also willing to shore up every unit with money out of their own foundation. And so these are the types of partnerships that are gonna make major impacts, big significant impacts in our area is getting the private sector and the nonprofit sector working together. And it's really just coming up with a common goal in mind. And the folks that we're currently working with are very big on helping people or helping themselves.
Are you able to name them so that they can have some recognition here, or is that something that they want to keep private?
I think that I haven't checked that with them, and so I don't want to put it on blast on here, but
sure.
I know that when it gets very close to us coming out and announcing the cost per door and doing that fundraising effort, we're definitely be giving them a lot of attention at that point, because without their partnership, we could not pencil this out. So when you hear that all the time, we can't be penciled out, it can't be penciled out, it really can't be unless you have a builder come to the table that is willing to do this at cost and also willing to help out with some of the funding.
All right, let's take a break. More with Monica DuPay when we come back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia. Yeah.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to HomeEnergyExperts.com for details. That's HomeEnergyExperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Monica DuPay. She's the executive director of the Nevada Youth Empowerment Project, and talking about a very exciting project to build 40 units for girls who would otherwise not be able to afford to live in Reno after they've gone through a whole program to be able to get them to where they need to be in life.
Right.
As you now, obviously, you were talking about for many, many years, you've been counting homeless and homeless youth in Reno. As you look at this situation, is there a bigger picture that you can look at that your project can be the basis of to help solve at least some portion of the housing crisis in Reno?
Yeah, our what we do is a piece of what we call the continuum of care for young people. We have not been good at making sure that we have a full continuum of care for young people in our community. And so that really started getting focused on a few years ago. And now we have the drop-in center. We're about to have some shelter beds. But then after those kids kind of stabilize at the shelter, you don't change your life usually at the shelter. And these are best practices that come out of HUD. 80% of people that go into the shelter self-resolve within 14 days. So they just figure it out. They find some place to go, connect with somebody. The remaining 20% are episodic and chronic. So episodic, something happened to them. They had a loss, their business shut down, something happened that pushed them into the circumstance that they're in. And then your chronic, it's usually mental illness, substance addiction. There's something else going on that's a lot of different onion layers. And once someone gets into a shelter, the shelter staff wants to immediately start assessing them and kind of figuring out what housing match is the best for this particular person. And so now that we have the day program open, and we may be having a night program open soon, we would be a place that would get referrals from a drop-in center or a shelter. They would identify girls who want to go to school, who want to finish a trade certificate, want to move into affordable housing. Those would be the kids you'd send to our program. And then as you assess other kids, and maybe they have mental illness, they have addiction, then you start maybe talking to CHA about putting together a permanent supportive housing program.
CHA is
Community Housing or Community Health Alliance. You talk to them about putting mental health program together. And then you maybe go over to Ridge House and you talk to them about putting a substance abuse housing program together. It's at the housing matches or the housing programs that people's lives really change. And that's what we have a major shortage of in
okay.
our area.
And so do you see a solution to that?
I believe that opening up the shelter and the opening up the shelter, assessing people for housing match is how you show you need the housing matches. We have not been able to have this audience captive in a shelter. I'm speaking of homeless youth, but we haven't had that audience in a shelter at nighttime because we've never had a youth shelter. Once we can get the audience captive, we can learn more about them. And then we can start justifying what kinds of solutions would actually be helpful to them. If you don't know a lot about a population, if you see them so irregularly, if they're very non-committal, it's really difficult to understand not what they need, but what would they actually access? What would they actually use? And so I'm excited to see through our continuum of care what's learned at that front part to advise all of us through the continuum.
When you, and I presume you travel to places like the Bay Area and you see what's going on in San Francisco, you see what's going on in Oakland, do you fear that that can happen here to that level?
Well, I think in some aspects it is happening here. I mean, when we get reports back on our river that our E. coli levels are through the roof and they're pulling out 5-gallon buckets of syringes out of the catches, it is happening here. It's just not laying in the gutters of our streets. It's hidden along our tracks and along the river. We have some places that people can hide and can just kind of be out of our view. But I do worry, you know, when you hear about, you know, leprosy outbreaks, you know, in LA Skid Row, and, you know, we're just a hop, skip, and a jump from there. And so it does worry me. But the more we let people deteriorate, that's where things, very terrible things start happening. People die. They have injuries that are terrible and turn into million-dollar Murray type of things. And so it's really important that we not back away from this, but we lean in and we try to manage as much as we possibly can. We try to learn as much as we possibly can and keep circling back with new approaches. I tell a lot of people right now, we're in social experiment time. We need to try things. If something's not working, we've got to stop doing it, and we've got to try something else. But there's also 1,000 ways to skin a cat. And so I run into a lot of people who think that the solution is a solution that worked for their brother or for their aunt. Right. And there's just a lot of solutions out there. And so we all have to try our best to work together and not poo-poo each other, because what might not work for my girl might work for the person that you're trying to help.
Do you see a continuation, say for example, a child grows up living in a rundown motel. Does that kid almost automatically become a homeless kid when by the time they get to the age that they're coming to you?
The chances are going to be greater that they are than they aren't. I've met a lot of youth over the years, hundreds, and some of them are going to defy their circumstances no matter what. They're going to overcome and make something happen of their life no matter what. Majority of kids are a result of their environment and their genetics. And so if that is what controls your belief system, and then your belief system controls your behaviors, and your behaviors control your results, then you're not going to get different results if you are around the same belief system that created the behaviors that are not getting you anywhere. And so you have to get around a different belief system, practicing that, and that's going back to the community living program. That's what we do there, is we start changing what you believe, and then we start having you practice different things. And by putting that different energy out into the world responds differently to you, and it gives you that different reaction. Now you got a different result than what you've been getting before.
So there is hope.
Absolutely, but it's you got to focus on what you're going to do differently today to get a different result. Because if you do the same thing over and over, you just get the same result.
All right, let's take a break. More with Monica Dupay when we come back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. At Design Outdoor, we specialize in all hardscapes, pavers, and walls you'll need for everything, from wonderful small yards to full-blown outdoor living. And we only refer the best contractors to make your vision a reality. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and because I represent men in all family law matters, women often call me gender traitor, woman hater, and even disgusting. So why represent men and target myself with these offensive monikers? It's simple. Children with fathers in their lives are 6 times less likely to drop out of school, 15 times less likely to go to prison, and 5 times less likely to commit suicide. So ladies, you can hate me, but please love your children more than you hate their fathers.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. And a lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Monica Dupay. She's executive director of the Nevada Youth Empowerment Project. So why don't we see more change than we're seeing? What's the philosophy behind the lack of change?
My guess to that, only because I look at what we do at NYEP, and then I look at what approaches other places use, and the only thing that I can really think of is that when you only address external needs, so I need food, I need clothing, I need a roof over my head, I need money for gas, I need formula for my child, you are kind of in a handout mode where you're handing things out. You have to be able to improve your internal resources to maintain and grow your external resources. So a lot of people are in the get phase. So there's get, keep, and grow. And so they're in the get phase where they're showing up places, they're getting things, but they don't have a way to keep it, sustain it, and then they don't know how to grow it. And so they're constantly just in this get phase. When you're in the get phase, it's for providers, we have to be able to sustain an approach of this is the philosophy that I use. You put out the bird feeder, and so every morning you got to go out there and you got to dump the gift cards and the food, you know, everything that you're giving out, you got to dump it in the feeder, and everyone shows up and they grab their thing and they leave. But you have to be able to sustain that every single day. And what change is actually occurring in folks when you're doing that? How are we empowering them to get their own and to keep their own if what we're doing is giving? And I recognize that's an easy thing for providers to do because it makes us feel good to give things out to people, to give them that instant gratification. But we've really got to move on to empowering someone to catch their own fish. It's important. We're the ones that have all the power and the authority. And so we've got to move from a bird feeder kind of mentality to a carrot mentality, which is like getting them to move from one place to another. So incentivizing growth, incentivizing achievements, not giving out the incentive before you see the achievement. And I wouldn't use like food and clothing and rent as an incentive. I would use other things. I wouldn't.
For example?
Bus passes, movie tickets, food cards, things that people want, cell phone payments, stuff that actually helps their life out and takes a burden off of their budget. But we've got to be more thoughtful and more concerned about this philosophy of change that's not occurring in folks, because we ultimately want people to get off of coming and asking us for everything. And so we've got to empower them with the ability to get, keep, grow.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you so much for doing this. Come back when you can talk about the builder and bring them with you, because we'd like to say thank you in person.
All right, thank you.
And we appreciate you being here.
Thank you so much.
And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search for Nevada Newsmakers and become a subscriber. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.